Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
And here we go.
Now that's the sound of rock cracking, and if you've heard anything of this election, you've heard earthquake, avalanche, volcanic rock cracking. This has been an election like none other, and what does Doc Holliday have to say about it? You're listening to this week's show just 2 or 3 weeks before the election now. And wow, after the second debate, leading up to the second debate, right after it, more allegations of Trump. And what do we have to talk about? Well, Doc Holliday will talk about the issues. The press is doing everything they can to dump on Donald Trump. While WikiLeaks is unloading just a treasure chest of negative things of what Hillary Clinton has actually done. And where's the news media? Well, you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. I'm your host, Ed Holliday. You're listening to us right here on webtalkradio.net. That's webtalkradio.net. And I have to tell you, even though our name says Rock Splitting Politics, never would have thought I'd ever seen a presidential debate like the second debate last week. It was unreal, parts of it. And just all the sexual content beginning, even before the second debate, when Donald Trump had four women who have accused Bill Clinton of rape, someone raped, one other was raped by someone that Hillary Clinton got off the rape charge. And supposedly laughed about it. And here we are with all these issues about the direction of our country. If you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, you've heard the issues time and time again. Go to last week's show. Where have you heard anybody talking about educational equality? What's so important for everyone in this country, but especially in our inner cities? Didn't listen to last week's show, go back and listen to that. Very important to hear what Lisa Watson has to say, and also Reverend William Owen. So go back and listen to last week's show, tell others about that. We've been getting just a tremendous response from some inner cities, from people who are saying they never heard of this Trump proposal. So you need to know what Trump's saying, what he wants for the inner city to get it turned around from what 50 years of neglect has happened. And time and time again, our inner cities vote predominantly for the Democrats. And where have they been? It's time for a change, folks, all across America. But we are going to get into that. I'm not going to get into the quagmire. I told you we're going to keep these things on the issues as much as we can. We have to talk about stories because they're affecting the polls, they're affecting the race, they're affecting everybody from the water cooler to what they have to talk to their children about, what their children can hear, including Doc Holliday. I have children, and do I want them to hear everything? No. Do they understand everything? No. Does America understand that we have got to change directions of this nation where we're going and headed? Well, yes, we do. Who's going to do it? Only Donald Trump can. I just came back as I'm doing this recording. We just had locally a Donald Trump rally, a rally to elect Donald Trump president of the United States. And thank goodness we got a senator who's has a backbone. Senator Roger Wicker, who's been on this show before, came and was our main speaker for the Trump rally. And he's very busy. He's in charge of getting Republicans elected to the United States Senate. But he made time because he wanted to be a part of the Trump rally, and he helped us understand what's at stake in this election. It's common sense. It's an easy choice, folks. If you want to obey the Constitution of the United States, if you want America to be strong and free and not have Supreme Court justices making law, so much is at stake. So take a listen to this. I have to let you hear something from the debate. Take a listen and let's see what you think about this from the debate, the second debate.
It's good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump and fact check him in real time. Last time at the first debate, we had millions of people fact checking, so I expect we'll have millions more fact checking because, you know, it is it's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Yeah, because you'd be in jail.
Secretary Clinton.
We want to remind the audience to please not talk out loud. Please do not applaud. You're just wasting time.
Now, that's one of the remembrances of all time clips of when Donald Trump said you'd be in jail. And you know, it reminds you a lot of Ronald Reagan when he said, there you go again, to Jimmy Carter. There you go again, all that liberal nonsense. And Hillary Clinton, did you hear that voice? Who wants to listen to her for 4 years? Come on. But I said we're going to talk about issues here, and we need to, because Donald Trump wins on issues, and that's why you have to hear what's going on. All this mess is out there, and Donald Trump, there's no way I can defend, and I will not defend, the words he used that he apologized for, he asked for forgiveness for, and he's gone out, and folks, he's trying to keep this election on the issues, and yet everything's thrown at him. He has Republican leaders abandoning him, leaving him on his own, so what's he going to do? Well, I tell you, this is a song I think about when I'm thinking of Donald Trump as he rolls up his shirt sleeves, and man, he's slinging it out there, and you just have to, well, I'll tell you, take a listen. Now, that's some hard rocking AC/DC old time rock music. But I'm telling you, Donald Trump is about to rock. He is rocking. He doesn't have a lot of help from the Republican establishment. Absolutely none, it looks like. And what is he doing? He's rocking the boat of American politics from the Democrats and Republicans. If you want something refreshing and change for all Barack Obama said he was going to bring change. Oh my goodness, we don't need that kind of change, do we? But Donald Trump most assuredly is bringing change, and it's scaring a lot of Republican establishments, it's scaring all the Democrats. But what it is doing, when I say for those about to rock and play in the AC/DC, this is rock splitting politics. And we have never, in the years I've been doing this show, over 6 years now, bringing you these podcasts, But never has there been rock-splitting politics like the kind we're witnessing in this presidential election. I mean, nobody in their lifetimes have ever heard what's going on with this kind of back and forth, this kind of nastiness, and having two candidates that so many people dislike. And I sure have told others and on this microphone that Donald Trump was not my first candidate. And everybody's been listening knows it was Ted Cruz. But I have to tell you, there is no other way to get around this. The simple line is, our next president will either be Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. And you do all the whining and complaining and dreaming and thinking what this or that, but that's the choice. Do you want it to be Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump? And I have to tell you that I have no problem getting behind Donald Trump. I cannot condone what he says, the things that in his past he's done, but I'm telling you, when you see, I guess what really, really gets my gourd is the fact that the news media, who came out of this tape 48 hours before the second debate and spread it everywhere, same time WikiLeaks was putting some information out about Hillary Clinton. But what did the networks do? Over and over, the news about Trump. And basically, I was not even listening to the news. I was taking a news weekend off. If you want to know, I took my four children to see the Ark encounter, Noah's Ark. They built right there above Lexington, Kentucky, not far from Cincinnati, Ohio. We were up in battleground country, and I took time to wave some signs for Trump up there, up in Ohio. Stayed right on the banks of the Ohio River looking over into Cincinnati, and we made it into Cincinnati. It's an important city. It's one that Donald Trump had a rally in just last week, and Ohio is a must-win for Donald Trump. So Doc Holliday did his part in getting some signs going and waving and letting the motorists know, hey, you got to get out and vote for Donald Trump. But I will tell you this. It's so important that this election season is such, it's the bias is just so overwhelming. But the news media leaked this story 48 hours out. Why didn't they? They've been sitting on this since 2005, knowing about it. They had to know it was there. Why didn't they put it out during the primaries? Why did they wait to the week, the very week that early voting started in some states and the ballots were printed? Why wait till then? Folks, we have some collusion going on with news media. We have collusion going on with some liberals. Is it the Clinton campaign riding on top of it? When you read all these emails that WikiLeaks is putting out, over and over again, we see the deceitfulness, the lies, the contempt that Hillary Clinton has for the American people. And yet the media focuses on Donald Trump, something he said 11 years ago. And now there's, as I'm doing this report, every day there's women coming forward saying, well, he attacked them. Now, is it true or not? I mean, it doesn't matter. It matters for me to know, but it doesn't matter as long as the Democrats keep Donald Trump out of the White House. If these women are lying, as long as they keep Donald Trump out of the White House, they can offer him $10,000, $100,000. That's cheap money compared to winning the presidency. I don't know what's going on, but I do know the media is in a concerted effort to do everything they can to keep Donald Trump out of the White House. It's so obvious that I think the American people are going to, I think they're going to rise up and say, let's get the fighter. I had that song playing for those about to rock. There's nobody's going to rock and roll like Donald Trump is. And I told you he wasn't my first candidate. But man, let him rock and roll. Let him rock and roll, because it's sickening to see some Republicans who won't support the nominee and they want to keep their own little precious piece of senatorship or congressmanship They want to keep that office. Well, folks, we need some people to lose that office, to stand up for what's right and stand up against this establishment. This it's has ruined America, and to the point, this is probably the last stand. Will we ever have a chance to be able to turn America around? It's this election and the issues we get into on the second half of the show that you got to know. But for right now, let me remind you, you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You're listening to us right here on webtalkradio.net. That's webtalkradio.net. Now let's talk about some of the things that are important. Let's talk about values. Values. And I remember telling about Ebert Gilroy, Louisiana State Senator, African American, Democrat, until he said he saw the light, and he said there's one word that made him turn to Republican, become a Republican. That one word was value. And I have to remind you now that we're right here in the middle of the show, when we say values, there are some things that I call bedrock truths. And there's a book called Bedrock Truths that I've wrote along with Alveda King, Dr. Alveda King and Dr. Alex McFarland. And it's Bedrock Truths, 8 Uncompromising Principles for America Now. And I have to tell you this, this book was written thinking about the election and what conservatives need to stand strong on. There's some things conservatives need to stand strong and for, and that's in that book, Bedrock Truth. So you can go to the front page right here, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Order that book for you, order it for a friend. But help get the book out and tell people about Bedrock Truth. Tell them about Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, and you can like us on Facebook. Just go to our Facebook page and like us. We can't get everything talked about in 30 minutes each week, so you need to go to and check out our Facebook page. And there you'll find some interesting articles and some things that I've put together. And now, one thing I told you early on, we had a Trump rally tonight, and I did bring out the poem I've said here, but we changed it up a little bit. So I'm going to tell you that poem about Crooked Hillary right now, and then we'll get into the issues of this election that you got to know. Got a clip from Lisa Watson and a little more from Reverend Owen from last week. So we're going to put that in along. So don't go away. First, take a listen about There Is a Crooked Hillary. That's the title of the poem. There is a crooked Hillary who's married to Crooked Bill. When they get their play for play, they're very crooked still. About her crooked emails, she told a crooked lie and sent her crooked husband to make crooked the FBI. If you like to kick the crooked Clintons in their crooked rumps, then on November 8th, vote for Donald Trump. It's that easy, folks. It's that easy. Get that poem out there. Let people understand that Crooked Hillary does not ever need to be in the White House. She had 8 years there of her husband. That is all the years she ever needs to see in the White House. Now listen, I told you, and we played that, we salute you for those about to rock from AC/DC. Donald Trump was rocking and rolling last week after all these allegations came out. He's taking the gloves off, mad at the Republican establishment, but he's reaching into the heart of people. Here's one of his rallies from Ohio last week. And, I mean, the Democrats want him to bow his head low and say, I'm ashamed, I got to get out of this race, I'm not a politician, I shouldn't have ever done this. No, Donald Trump is taking the battle to the people. He's taking it to the people. And we've never seen anything like this. Any candidate that is running for president of the United States, just listen to part of his rally here.
She should be locked up. She should. ask my attorney general to appoint a special prosecutor to look into her crimes, because what she did is a disgrace to the United States of America.
Now, that is a fired up crowd. You never hear Hillary Clinton's crowd. What? She doesn't have a crowd, but the people who they managed to bus in to hear her, I mean, they're not excited like the crowds for Donald Trump. Can that enthusiasm spill over because the polls show Clinton up by 7 points now after the allegations, after the tape came out about Trump and after that second debate? And I think Trump won that debate hands down. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, going into the debate, they were saying his candidacy is over. Many people said it's over. And so what is it? Well, we're seeing a fighter. We are seeing a fighter who's latched on and not letting go. And we'll just have to see what happens. I said about the issues. We keep our eyes on the issues. And it goes down what we've talked about, the Supreme Court. But not only the Supreme Court, think about all the judges that the president appoints across the nation. Across the nation. And 8 years of socialist and sometimes communist judges going, being appointed. And so can we have 4 more years of that, 8 more years of that? What does that mean to the judiciary? It is so important. Not only the Supreme Court, but all the courts and all the political positions that are in Washington, D.C. I mean, there's literally thousands of jobs that are politically connected, and they've been given to the communists and the socialists for 8 years. And they're in the EPA. They're in all the different agencies, those acronyms, OSHA, HIPAA, BALTA, all these things. And as we're talking about the courts, don't forget religious liberties, what our nation was founded on, being ripped out of the heart of religious communities, evangelicals, Catholic, you can say Mormon, Protestant. It's not just Christian, but all religions. When you don't protect the religious liberties, when you say that LGBT rights trump liberty, religious liberties, I mean, we're having a fight in the courts, and the liberal judges are making decisions that are affecting hundreds of millions of people. And it's just not fair to let liberal judges make decisions, just like same-sex marriage. Why should 5 people in the U.S. Supreme Court make a decision that over 33 states, the people voted overwhelmingly for marriage between one man and one woman, and they go to the courts and 5 people overrule tens of millions of votes? And that's exactly what happened. That's what the liberals see. They don't look at the Supreme Court as anything other than a smaller place of influence. If they don't get what they want out of Congress, they can go and get laws made by the Supreme Court. And that is wrong. But that's the kind of judges that Hillary Clinton will be appointing. Go to the issues of taxes. If you want a strong economy, you've got to lower taxes. Corporations don't pay taxes. They pass it on to the consumer. And you make our businesses weaker and weaker when it comes to world trade. Wow. If you've been listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics over the last few months, you know we've hit the issues. We talked about Obamacare. It's like being on the Titanic. It's sinking. It's broken. There's no way it can be resuscitated. It's time to get rid of Obamacare. And the only way to do it is make sure Donald Trump is in the White House. So these issues that are so important, and just like we had last week with Lisa Watson on and Reverend Owen. In fact, let me play this clip from Lisa Watson, because you didn't get to hear this last week. Take a listen to what Lisa said.
Absolutely, and that's what we're going to be working on. And if you notice, what you said is that the government keeps telling us that we're having all of these problems. The media keeps telling us that we're having all of these problems. That's because they're sitting at the table, and they have a megaphone. But they don't need to be at the table. If you and I are sitting at the table, then we don't need them at the table. We come up with a plan and we move forward with our plan. So all we need to do is create the first model and give people the vision for what can take place. And I'm hoping to build that model in Kansas City and to get people nationwide to be able to get on board, people who are focused on one thing, solutions. Let's get a solution. We don't need to keep talking about the problem. Let's talk about the solution.
And one of the solutions we alluded to earlier, and you did, and I was at actually at a Value Voters Conference in Washington, D.C., and Donald Trump came and spoke to us, and he said he pledged so much money to help school choice and, as you say, education equality, and then he said he would work with local and state school systems where it could be up to $12,000 per pupil a year, which you already said is the stats show we spend $10,000 to $15,000 per student per year. But $12,000 is what Donald Trump said per student per, you know, and a parent could direct those funds. Just think of the power a parent had directing the money for the education going to the school that they believe is best for their child, and you follow the money. And, you know,
absolutely. And I want people to have this type of vision when it comes to school choice. And definitely I support Donald Trump's endeavors and his vision in this matter. I believe that based on what he did in his life and what he was able to build in a free market system, that a similar system can be built around schools. But we have an infrastructure that is very dug in, and it's going to be difficult to uproot what they have right now. But this is the model I want people to think of. When you walk into a food court and you have all of these different choices about what you want to eat, you can choose Mexican food, Chinese food, Indian food, American food, steak. You can choose all of these different choices. That's what it should look like in every school district in America as far as what a school looks like. There should be a conference that you can walk into, and you should see all of these booths, and they should all have people in here that are competing for that parent's dollars. And those parents should be able to stand there and say, well, my little boy here is very high strung. He has a lot of energy, and they keep telling me that he has ADD. And there should be a man standing there that says, no, I'm actually a retired Navy SEAL. I started my own school. I find that these boys that have a lot of energy, they just need a high-energy school that they can go to. So I created a program that's based on the military, and I run them ragged all day. There's no ADD at my school. He'll be exhausted when he gets home. And that mom should be looking at that little boy and saying, is this what you want? You want to try this? And he says, yes.
Now, that was Lisa Watson talking about education equality. She loves Donald Trump's plan. She loves Donald Trump's school choice. And she is voting for Donald Trump and encourages everybody, in, especially her friends in the inner city. She lives in Kansas City, but inner cities across America, if you won't change, you don't vote for Hillary Clinton. And Reverend Bill Owen made that point last week, too. So let me let you hear a little bit of him, and then we'll finish up this week's show. Bible, and it talks about in the Bible about a Jezebel and Jezebel spirit. I mean, do you sense a Jezebel spirit in America today?
Oh, absolutely. A Jezebel spirit seeks to control, to intimidate, to put the human mind down, and that spirit is prevalent in the United States all over this country today.
Mm. And knowing that about the Jezebel spirit, if someone claims to be a believer and believe in the Bible, you can tell them who you don't want to vote for on election day, I bet.
Oh, absolutely. There's no way a person with knowledge, a sound mind, and know the facts can vote for Hillary Clinton. Just no way.
You said there's no way.
No way.
Even if they're African-American and voted Democrat for the last 50 years.
It doesn't make any difference if they voted all their lives. We should not vote for the Democrats this year, because they are selling us down the drain, and people don't believe it until you can no longer witness for Christ. Being a Christian is going to be a sin under Hillary.
It already is in the military, evidently.
Right, absolutely.
That is Reverend Owen, and you've heard Lisa Watson, both African-Americans, Lisa Watson said she's voting for Trump, very much behind Donald Trump. And you heard Reverend Owen saying there's no way an informed person of knowledge, and he said especially African Americans, no way they should vote for Hillary Clinton. So go back and listen to last week's show to hear more of Lisa Watson and Reverend Owens. But where does that leave us? We are in a divided country, so divided, so tension oriented, trying to rip each other to shreds. When I say rip each other to shreds, it's nobody wants to listen to the issues. We've covered them here. But do not let the media get you off the issues. Stay on the issues. That's the conservative win. We've had 8 years of just awful, awful rhetoric. And the hope and change, the change came and there's little hope left. Why are we so divided? Why is this country so wanting to tear each other up and tear down things? It's because of the liberal, socialist, leftist policies. It's time to swing back. If we don't swing back, this nation may be gone. And you've heard people say that. Take a listen to this, and I'll see you next week. Donald Trump had something to say about our country.
Hillary wants to end forever the American independence that our soldiers fought and died for to keep and protect us. Either we win this election or we lose our country. And that's what's happening. That's your choice. It's as simple as that. A Trump administration will secure and defend our borders.
Thanks for joining us today, and remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Bedrock Truths, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen, or visit DocHolliday.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.